very, very simple parable, you could say. The father says to the sons, go out into the vineyard. One said yes, the other no. One did it, one didn't. Very simple. Do God's will or don't do God's will. So do, and what's the opposite of do? Is it don't? Or is it more like, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I feel like doing something else. I know what I'm supposed to do, so I just, more the opposite might be going with the flow, doing whatever's the easiest, forgetting what I'm supposed to do, just doing what I feel like doing. So doing God's will, the opposite of that is really kind of doing my own will. Doing my own will. But all we have to do is do God's will, meaning do the right thing. Do what we know we're supposed to do. Do that. Do God's will. And then we have to figure out what God's will is. We have to figure out what doing God's will, we have to know what it is. So we have to reflect, meditate, reflection, quiet time. What do I need to do in my daily life? I need to think it through, plan it out, and then do it. Is it easy as that? You know, the Nike motto, just do it. And you can think, many bad connotations to that, but maybe as many good connotations too. Just do it. Just do God's will. Maybe we should scribble that in the bumper stickers or the t-shirts. Just do God's will. Just do His will. Just do it. Do what we know we should be doing. And we have to learn it. So there's the commandments, there's the scriptures, we can follow those things, and then applying them to our daily life, my work life, family life, the things that are the duties around the house. What am I supposed to do? Just do it. But why don't I do it? Because I'm lazy, because there are other things I prefer to do. I don't feel the strength to do it. Whatever the reasons are. And so we have to challenge those reasons. We have to confront them, take them on, so that I can do what God wants me to do. Am I addicted to certain things? Am I addicted to my pleasures and passions? Am I addicted to my entertainments? These kinds of things that prevent us from being able to do what we're supposed to do. So we have to, that takes reflection. I need to think. You know, I know I can think of some teenagers or people that I've come across, and they just, it's like the cats and dogs. They're going to their destination, and then a butterfly flies across them, and they stop their tracks and go after it. You know, we might kind of be like that, constantly going after this or that superficial entertainment and instant gratification and doing those things, and instead of planning out what I'm supposed to do today, planning, thinking, doing things purposefully. And that's what meditation is all about. Though you don't have to sit down with your legs crossed and closing your eyes and putting your thumb and your index finger together, that kind of thing. No, but quiet time thinking. Do it during the rosary, or doing a quiet time in your chair, or doing it some quiet place. I need to think about what I'm supposed to be doing. Otherwise, we're going to be doing anything. I'm going to do anything that I just feel like doing, going with the flow. So we need to think about, reflecting what God wants us to do, what I'm supposed to be doing, what my duties are. Think about them, plan them out. Not just the practical, obvious things, but the long-term things about straightening out my life, straightening out my life of virtue, overcoming bad habits that are ingrained. I need to think about all those things. How can I overcome it? how can I change things? And I need to do it now. I needed to do it today. I need to take at least a step in the right direction today, now. Now is the time. This is what I need to do the Father's will now, today. Not procrastinating, not putting it off. But now I can always do a little thing. I can always take a baby step, at least, and take many baby steps, many, many baby steps, always in the right direction, go to confession, take the supernatural helps, the things that really boost us, confession, prayer, rosary, you know, Eucharist, Holy Mass. These things are boosts, the powerful, powerful things, especially confession. Exit the confessional booth and you're raised up, you're empowered, empowered to do God's will, to do it. And, you know, I didn't have the power 5 minutes ago before the confession. So this is the easy thing to do, just do it, just do it. And why can't I do it? You know, we need to pray for the grace to do what we need to do. Pray, pray, pray. Know what I'm supposed to do. Know it, and then put into practice. This is the Christian life. It seems so simple, and it is, but it's not easy always because of our attachments and habits. We need to confront them and change. And we have helps. We have helps. This is what the Catholic faith has. You know, we have the sacraments. This is what the non-Catholics do not have, and which we want to introduce to them. We want to invite them to the power of the sacraments, the power of all the beauty of the examples of the saints in the Catholic faith. We have all these things we can offer to our brothers and sisters outside the Catholic Church to help them, strengthen them as we are strengthened by these things, to do God's will.